This is Hockey This Morning with Mike Ross and Nick Kern on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio.
Tommy Roenick, nice move on Kravchuk. Centers it in front. The drive is scored! Modano! And Modano will try it. 3-on-3 as he hits the line. Modano cutting, shooting. He scores! 499 wins it. Back out to Klemm, a shot, save, rebound. There it is! 500!
He's the 39th. But only the second American.
Loose in front, Modano scores! Another one!
I look back at 21 years and with one franchise, and I think that's what made me most proud of anything.
Mike Modano, fantastic NHL career, and will be inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2012. You can follow him on Twitter at 9Modano, and he's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Retired NHL player, according to your Twitter, and a golf addict. So, what was your last score?
Oh, my
God. Do you even want to share it?
I don't know, probably around 72.
No, I'm sorry I asked. Thanks a lot. How often do you get out?
We got a lot of free time on your hands. That's all you do.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Well, we've got a lot of free time on our hands, so my scores should be improving at some point here. How long you been? How long you loved golf? And is it something that you've had for a long time, since you were a kid, maybe?
Yeah, it was something I picked up when I was, you know, just hanging out with Dad, and he played a lot, and I just kind of would hang around with him. But it wasn't really until I got to Minnesota with the North Stars I met some buddies that taught golf and played a lot. And so then I really kind of intrigued and just wanted to learn about it. So we spent a lot of time with this guy, a friend of mine in Minnesota. And then, for 4 or 5 years with him. And then, boy, just getting down to Dallas, it was like, now we can play all season long. And, some great golf courses down here and great golfers. A lot of guys that spend their off seasons or make their homes here that play professionally. So you get to meet them along the way. And, you know, you learn a lot of the tricks of the trade. So it's been, I love it. And it's one of those sports. I mean, you wake up every day and something different happens.
Mike, what's happened? Where's the time gone? It seems like just yesterday I recall you being drafted first overall in the 1988 entry draft, second American to go with that honor after Brian Lawton. And you were 18. Man, I mean, time flies, doesn't it?
It does. I sit here every morning and, you know, I read the paper and have a little coffee in the mornings, and, you know, their morning doesn't go by where I'm thinking, God, where's it, you know, what's happened and where's it all gone? I mean, it's gone so fast. And I was told over and over again when I was 18 coming in the league by a lot of guys in Minnesota at the time, from, you know, Larry Murphy and Mike Gartner and, you know, Brian Bellows, and they're like, Bobby Smith was there at the time. He's like, boy, you know, enjoy it. It's going to be over before you know it. You know, it's like you give them the roll of the eyes because you're a teenager and you have no clue. And you're like, you know, boy, were they right.
When you were taken first overall by the old Minnesota North Stars, it is an honor. It's also pressure. What did you feel when you finally got into the NHL for the 89-90 season? Did you feel that pressure right away? And how did you deal with it?
You know, it wasn't that bad at that time. I think it, after the third, fourth year, then it really kind of got heated up. I think people were kind of giving me the benefit of the doubt for a little while. We had some moments. I came in and had a fairly decent year, almost 30 goals. So it was a good first year. But yeah, there was a lot of pressure, a lot of hype going into it. But, you know, even back then, there wasn't much media attention, I guess, around the league. There wasn't much internet, obviously. There wasn't much ways to track teams other than your local team at that time. So on a league-wide basis, there really wasn't much attention to it. But locally, I mean, Minnesota fans, they love hockey, obviously. And you know, I was excited to go to a team to kind of help change around the whole perception, the personality of the team, and hopefully eventually win. The second year we go to the finals.
You walk into that dressing room your first full season, 89-90. There are the likes of Bellows, Broughton, Gagne, Larry Murphy, Basil McRae. I mean, some real familiar names, guys who had established themselves and were the leadership group of that team. You're 19 years old. I'm not even so much interested in the pressure that you dealt with, just how you had to sort of maybe tiptoe your way through the dressing room as the hyped young guy who certainly there were expectations of. How do you work around maybe some of the personalities in a room like that?
Well, I think when you're young, you just kind of show up and work hard and do your job, and you don't say much. You just kind of sit there and kind of observe. But you do in practice, that's all they want. They just want you to work hard in the gym, work hard at practice, you know, dedicate yourself, commit to the team. You know, don't take your job and your role for granted. I think those were things that they tried to stress upon me at such an early age. So, I mean, Basil McRae, Shane Cherla, these guys, they were the hardest working guys I've ever seen, practice and otherwise. So it was something that, you know, I enjoyed doing with those guys, and it became a habit. And, you know, so it was nice to have at such an early age, because it just became normal for your routine, and it just became part of you.
Of course, stats don't tell the entire tale of any sports endeavor by anyone in their career, but they certainly present a picture, and it's a starting point. You had one 50-goal season. You never had a 100-point season, but you were a consistent offensive contributor to your team. When Ken Hitchcock took over, he changed a lot of the style of the Stars to a defensive system, and you followed suit. That may have hurt your numbers. But how does a player, and of course it would have hurt your numbers offensively, but it helped the team overall. Is that an easy thing to make that switch, to know that you're going to sacrifice some of the gaudy numbers for the betterment of the team?
Well, I you know, the one thing that Bob Gainey always said during this process is, like, you know, we're never trying to take away your offensive side of the game. We just want to add defensive responsibilities to it, you know, being it you're starting a penalty kill or even take face-offs in certain areas, or late in the period or late in the games where you're on the ice and in a defensive scenario. So it wasn't so much taken away offensively. It was kind of added defensively. And quite frankly, he ended up, you know, he's like, you're going to be surprised, but you're going to be probably having more opportunities offensively, and you're going to have the puck more, and you're going to be on the ice all the time because of those situations. So he was obviously, who was right. Then Hitch kind of really implemented that even more to another level when he came in and telling me I'm going to have to play against the Fedorovs and Sakics and Lindros and Yzerman and these guys. So then there was a responsibility to kind of, well, now you have to come ready to play every game, because you got to be at the high level, your highest level, to play against those guys. So it was exciting and, you know, nerve-wracking at the same time, but I think we all thought that it was time to do that. And, you know, obviously there's some commitment to that defensively, where, you know, you can't cut corners, you can't cheat a little bit to try to get offensive numbers. And but I wouldn't have changed a thing. I think it was more, I felt more fulfilled and as a player once that became part of me.
Mike Modano with us on Hockey This Morning. This is NHL Network Radio on Sirius XM. You are going into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. You are one of the main faces of USA Hockey, a tremendous role model for young players across the United States. Tell me about the honor that it is to be heading into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame and just going through this whole process.
It's been fun. It's been it's gone fast again as well. I mean, it's finally upon us that, you know, getting the call 4 or 5 months ago that, you know, this was going to happen, and not only going to happen, but they wanted to do it in Dallas, which was a great thrill for me, and much easier for a lot of friends and family to get to it, especially being down here in Dallas. But, you know, certainly a great honor, obviously, and to go in with Lou and Eddie, two guys that I spent a lot of time in my career being around and having the opportunity to play with them both, and play under one and play with the other one, was certainly great. So we're looking forward to it, and you know, it's been a big part of my life, and the international play obviously gave me great opportunities to travel and play in different countries and around the world. So it's been I've been pretty lucky there too.
Mike, congratulations on this. Have fun next week. It's always fun to to go through a ceremony like the one that you're going to be going through and going in with some pretty good names there as well, sharing the spotlight for USA Hockey. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Mike Modano, who will be honored next week at the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame with induction into the class of 2012. Eddie Olczyk going to be there going in. Lou Lamoriello also going in. And the Lester Patrick Award also to be handed out during that ceremony. So congratulations to those guys. And if you want more details on it, go to usahockey.com. And you can follow Mike on Twitter at 9Modano.
And when he retired last year, he was the last guy to play for the Minnesota North Stars. And along with Mark Recchi, he was the last player to play in the NHL in the 80s.